Okay, next item on the agenda, Senate Bill 253, which to authorize the South Dakota Railroad Authority to acquire certain facilities owned by the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railroad Company and to declare an emergency. Senator Paul Simons, how are you?
Simmons, thank you.
Oh.
Appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. My last experience here last year wasn't all that great. I'm hoping for a much better experience this time.
I remember that.
Good.
Welcome to House Transportation.
Again. This bill has brought before you a whole different aspect of what we were talking about last year. The Burlington Northern Railroad up in the northeast corner of the state of South Dakota runs a track, has run a track system from Aberdeen up to the North Dakota line. That has been in operation on that basis for the last few years. As of this spring, they quit operations on that track. And that was the issue we were talking about last year. That bill did not get out of this committee. But at this point, since they stopped operations this spring, in dealing with the state, with the governor, and with Surface Transportation Board, and letters from the community and so forth, the Burlington Northern has made the decision that they would give that track from Aberdeen to the North Dakota line to the state of South Dakota. And the process that we're in at this point is before the state can accept that track, they need to have action by the legislature, and that's why Senate Bill 253 is before you. The process that will be used is they will give that track. Because they're giving it to the state, they can take the tax reductions at the federal level because it's a gift. They want to, of course, make use of those tax credits. We on the, at the state level will accept that through this bill, 253, and then the process will be that they will give that track to the local railroad authority. We have a local railroad authority that runs a short line from the Burlington Northern line into the town of Britton. And the process will be that the state will turn that over to that local authority. That local authority will have to find a carrier for the line, will have to make sure the line is kept up, put it in condition to operate on. Because of the high water levels we've had there the last number of years, it's created some problems that the BN did not want to deal with, and we're willing to take on those problems at this point. So that's really what Senate Bill 253 does. You will notice that there was an amendment in the Senate. When the bill was originally drawn, it had the wrong mile marker. It had 118 on it near Aberdeen, and it had to be 115, and that was the only amendment made to the bill. So that's what the bill does. I'll be ready to answer questions when you're ready to ask them.
What was the milepost marker number?
The milepost marker, the correct milepost marker is 115.08 near Aberdeen, which is the switch at Aberdeen up to the North Dakota line. When the original bill was drafted, it had 118 in it rather than 115. So yeah, the mile marker was wrong.
That's the one that we have, Senator Simmons. We have 118.6.
It's supposed to be 118.
It's supposed to be...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading from the original. I don't have the engrossed version. You have the correct one. If it's a Senate engrossed bill, that's the correct one.
We have a Senate engrossed bill, and it shows
118.6. Is correct.
Okay.
The original bill had 115.
All right.
So that is correct. 118 is correct.
All right. Thank you. Proponents of Senate Bill 253. Other proponents. Secretary Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a good day for names, isn't it? Ron Wheeler, representing the Department of Transportation. I just want to be very brief, let you know that we do support this. We need this authority even in negotiations with Burlington Northern, so there is no opposition on the part of the administration or the Department of Transportation.
Thank you. Other proponents of Senate Bill 253? Proponents of Senate Bill 253. Questions from the committee of the proponents? Representative Abdullah?
Okay, Broderick. Senator Simons, are you the same senator that was on the committee that I appeared before this morning?
Without doubt, I am.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Would you like to comment on that?
I thank you for the easy questions.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Gordon Peterson.
Yeah, I have one to follow up. As I remember, when we were back in the early 80s, when we were buying and fixing railroads and doing all that, is this the one from Aberdeen to Oaks, North Dakota, or not?
No, this is not. That's a different line. This one runs up to Havana, North Dakota. This is the old connecting line that went from the great, used to be the Great Northern of North Dakota,
yeah,
down to the BN. This line runs diagonally rather than straight north. It runs diagonally,
okay,
up
right
to the
and
northeast.
I know which one it is then. Another follow-up on that. Is this going to cost the Railroad Authority any money, like a dollar or something like that?
I have not seen a figure because it's a gift. We don't have
It's a gift. All
it's
right.
A gift from the BN, so yeah, there's no trade of money there.
Representative Hinnies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Simmons, it seems to me, perhaps I'm wrong, but on line 10 there, it seems to me like you have left a word out. It says this runs from milepost 1118.6 near Aberdeen, South Dakota, and milepost 65.6 at the North Dakota, South Dakota. It looks like you ought to have a border in there or something, because it never does finish that particular thought when it comes to the end of that sentence.
I can't quarrel with you. I think you're correct.
And then, if I might, Mr. Speaker, later on in lines like 13 through 15, it says that this may be acquired subject to existing mortgages or security interest in such property. Do you know, are there any mortgages on that property? Or are we going to acquire any debt by buying that?
We will not be acquiring any debt. That is the language they used in the transfer of deeds to make sure that everything is done correctly, from what I've been told. That was one of my questions originally, too.
Then I have one other, if I might.
Representative Hennies, do you have a follow-up question?
Just one more. Does this hook up with the main line up in North Dakota? You said it went to Hanna, but I'm not familiar with that.
It goes to Havana. It does not go to a main line. The Burlington Northern line ends when it hits the North Dakota line, or what they want to give us. The line that this hooks to in North Dakota is owned by the Red River Valley line in North Dakota.
So it doesn't hook up with the old Great Northern then?
The old Great Northern is no longer there. The nearest main line railroad that this could hook to would be the Soo Line Railroad.
But it doesn't hook to that.
It does hook to it further north, but the line, the bed that's owned from the South Dakota, North Dakota line up to the Soo line is owned by the Red River Valley.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator Simmons.
I think you can get a better answer to that question of debts and so forth.
Bill, did you want to respond to that? If you would just come up to the microphone, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Nevin, legal counsel for DOT. That segment of line, along with all of Burlington Northern's property, is subject to two mortgages from their primary lenders, held by their primary lenders. However, the proposal is, and the promise from Burlington Northern at this point, is that within a period of time after having executed an agreement to accept this donation, they would secure releases from those mortgage holders of that small segment of line. But it is subject to their general obligations to two mortgagers.
Representative Conal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill, while you're there, question, we take this on, are we in potentially taking on a substantial debt to repair or a request to repair this line next year, 2 years down the road? What's the status of that?
The line currently is inoperable. That is, there needs to be some track repairs to it to enable an operator to provide service on the line. I could not tell you, Representative, how much money might be involved in rehabilitating the line so that service could be provided on it. There would be no requirement, certainly, for the department or for the state of South Dakota to do that with the passage of this bill. This bill simply gives the state the authority to acquire it if a deal can be negotiated with the Burlington Northern that's satisfactory to the state.
Go right ahead. There's a follow-up here.
Then the Railroad Authority that Senator Simmons talks about, are they willing to tell the state that they're going to take care of all the cost in this? Is that the plan?
Well, and perhaps Senator Simmons can answer that better than I can.
The local rail authority has a certain amount of money on hand, and they are willing to take on the ownership of this bed if the state turns it over to the local rail authority and make arrangements, whether it be under loan or whatever, to go into the process of rebuilding the line so that we can have a railroad. So the local railroad authority has stepped forward and said we're willing to take it on. If we don't think it can happen at that point, and we can't make a good arrangement with a carrier, and it's going to cost too much, then it's going to be up to the local railroad authority to come to the state and ask for a loan, to go to the federal government and ask for some money, or to raise the money locally to make it happen. But it becomes their authority to do that.
Okay.
Representative Tupou.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Simmons, I understand this correctly. This is going to get transferred to the state of South Dakota and under their railroad authority, but then the plan is to transfer that to the local railroad authority?
That's the plan today, yes.
And that local railroad authority is how big of an area? What do they cover up there?
That local railroad authority only has, I guess, I'm not sure, and you probably know, Bill, but 3 or 4 miles of track.
Mm-hmm.
Is all they have.
And they're
going to
take
point.
On how many miles here then?
This basically encompasses about 53 miles of track.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thought, depending on what we can get done with the carrier, whether we go north or whether we go south, remains to be seen. Some of that track would not have to be fixed up
mm-hmm.
if we don't go both ways. And that remains to be seen in the future, how many miles we have to fix up mm-hmm. and how much that expense will be, depending on who the carrier is and where we can go with it.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, what is the economic significance of this track into that area?
It's very significant. If you look at the area, we have basically 4 elevators that have been working on this track and exporting grain and bringing in fertilizer, lumber, so forth. The city of Britton has a elevator there. Kidder has an elevator. Amherst and Claremont. They have the last year the railroad run. From what I've been told, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but basically $1.5 million worth of freight were paid to the railroad to run that grain out of there. Right now, the Burlington Northern has been paying truckers because they shut down the line and wanted to get the grain to their main line, has been paying truckers 10 cents a bushel to haul it out of that community to Aberdeen to put it on their main line. That's only going to last so long, and we know that, and they know that, and they've told us that. The significance, the real significance of cost is when we start shipping these millions of bushels of grain across the state highways, we're going to tear those highways apart. And a railroad becomes the best avenue to run that grain out of there. Also in Britton, a large amount of fertilizer comes in by the rail when we have the rail operating. It's been coming in by truck now. There's a manufacturing company there that manufactures subfloor rafter components. All of their material came in by the railroad before it. Now they're hauling it in on trucks. It's lumber, and basically it comes in and out on trucks now. So the significance of the railroad is great in that community. Right now, the rail freight costs for taking grain out of that community at Aberdeen on a 110-car unit is 12 cents a bushel higher than the 54-car unit north on the Sioux Line. If in the future we can get to the Sioux Line, that by itself, when you multiply it by the millions of bushels, is a lot of dollars for the local community. So it makes sense to have the railroad running in the long term for both the State Highway Department, Marshall County Highway Department, the farm producers there, the businesses that are in Britton. It just has a great significance to the impact on the community.
Thank you. Are there other committee questions of the proponents? I thought you didn't have any.
Well, I can put a statement, though. We'll get ready to get to that.
Yeah, we're not ready for statements. We'll do that later. Hearing no questions of further questions of the proponents, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 253? Opponents to Senate Bill 253? Seeing none, We'll close. Representative Abdullah, do you have any questions of the opponents? Okay. We'll close the public hearing to committee comments, questions of one another, and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
You know, I like to see the local people in the local areas take care of their own problem. We had something like this and some railroads over by Wentworth, and the one goes down into Iowa. In places like that, which had to pass a lot of legislation back in the early 50s to get these small railroads going when everything was falling down. I think it's very good. And because of that, I'd move a due pass.
Second.
A motion of due pass on Senate Bill 253 by Representative Gordon Peterson, seconded by Representative Abdullah. Comments on the motion? Representative Hinnies.
Mr. Chairman, would it be in order to offer an amendment to correct that language, or is that something that would just follow?
In fact, I was going to call on you to do that. I didn't hear what you were saying at the time that you were...
I need the word border between Dakota and which on line 10.
I'd like to offer a substitute motion to insert the word border on line 10 right after the words South Dakota.
So it would read on line 10, milepost 65.60 at the North Dakota / South Dakota border, comma?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Is there a second to that motion? Discussion on the motion?
Chairman.
Representative Tupel?
Is that a substitute motion or is that a motion to amend?
He made a substitute motion.
I made a motion, so he made a substitute motion. He's correct.
He made a substitute motion to amend.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second to that substitute motion?
Aye.
Representative Flowers, the motion was made by Representative Hennies. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Now the motion
due pass. Okay. Representative Gordon Peterson moves... due pass on Senate Bill 253 as amended, seconded by Representative Abdullah. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Conal.
Well, this is a, like Gordon says, this is a good idea for small or short lines like this, but I don't think there's any question that this committee or this legislature is going to get a request for a substantial amount of money to upgrade this line. This line goes through an area that is low and wet and will require a tremendous amount of money to get in condition to be able to do what Senator Simmons. I'm going to vote for the amendment, but I think everybody ought to know that.
Well, that's a good observation. And in my experience of serving on the South Dakota Transportation Commission, and also I served about 6 years on the South Dakota Railroad Board, and the South Dakota Railroad Board, over the years that I've been acquainted with it, has worked with the local rail authorities and provided substantial monetary financial assistance, either through grants and or loans. And I think that they will continue to do that and to work with the rail authority up in the area where Senator Simmons is from. And if it's beyond repair or if it's something that is not feasible to do, then at that point in time, they'll have to address that. So I would recommend that we pass this Senate Bill 253, and hearing no further discussion.
Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Just a comment. I think if you take into consideration the cost to our highways, you can probably spend some money on that rail line to put it into shape as opposed to trying to keep up the highway, because even if you got in, everybody runs legal nowadays, Even a legal truck, you're taking pound and pound and pound. You take 100 trucks a day hauling grain out of there to go to a unit train site, they're still going to take their toll on the road. I mean, that's fact of life.
Good observation, Representative Flowers. Representative Abdullah?
I also agree with Representative Flowers. He's right on the mark, and Representative Conold is concern about money is we can cross that bridge when we come to it.
I'm just...
Play on words there.
I'm just... I am so happy to hear that you and Representative Flowers agree on something. The question has been called. I need a second on that. Who made that second? Representative Tupel. All in favor of calling the question, say aye.
Aye.
We're back to the original motion on Senate Bill 253, due pass as amended. All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen? Knold?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Chairman.
excuse me, the motion on Senate Bill 253 passes 12-0. Representative Abdallah. A consent motion by Representative Abdallah, seconded by Representative Koistra. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
no consent for Senate Bill 253. Well, that ends our calendar. Gentlemen, we're not through. We're not finished. Okay. We talked over the past several weeks about having Captain Rao come before our committee, Captain Rao from the Highway Patrol, and talk to us about the weights, overweights, and is what I plan to do is schedule a meeting for Monday at 10 o'clock to hear a presentation by Captain Rao, which would be 20 to 30 minutes. And then we will talk about any interim study topics that you as committee members might want to suggest sending to the executive board of the LRC. Senator DeHuick was in, and she had House Bill 1283, which she introduced that would allow persons who are charged with certain driving violations to take a driver improvement course in lieu of paying a fine. And she thought that was a wonderful idea and then subsequently had her bill killed. She has recommended that for a study, and we'll take that up on Monday. So I have no other information to share with you. Motion to adjourn by Representative Knold. Died for lack of a second. Is there... Representative Elliott seconded?
No, I had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is there going to be a second?
I'll second it.
Representative Gordon Peterson seconds. Comments on the motion?
This is on a topic germane to the motion. After playing pool with Representative Van Norman yesterday evening, if any of you have any surplus change, he'd be glad to lighten you up.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Representative Abdallah,
we are adjourned.
I'm shutting off the internet.